It was particularly horrifying, partly because the child of Rachel Nicole was one of the was the only witness apart from the murderer. It also helped in terms of the coverage it got that she was very beautiful and that it was on Wimbledon Common in broad daylight. And it was on the front pages of every newspaper at the time. And therefore, there was enormous pressure, I think, at the time for the police to try and find somebody very quickly.
When they did find someone, it was the wrong man, Colin Stagg.
They found a lot of people. There were 13 arrests in the first month. And eventually, Colin Stagg, who I think was the 27th person that they picked up, when he was charged, the feeling was, as far as the police were concerned, that they had found the right man. And I think that was reflected in some of the coverage in the media at the time. And it wasn't until it came to his trial at the Old Bailey, which was thrown out before it reached a jury, that the case started to unravel and it became clear that there was actually very little real evidence against him.
The evidence, such as it was based on psychological profiling, which was a kind of fashionable police technique of the time, wasn't it?
It was. It coincided with the television series Cracker, which came out, in, I think, first of all in 93, and this was before his trial in 94, when it was thought that by a number of different actions of a person and the way the kind of stuff they read, the way they behaved, they would fit a profile of somebody who could commit a crime like that. And based partly on that and the advice the police got from their police profiler, Stagg was arrested. And what wasn't clear at the time was that there was very little other real evidence. There was no DNA, there was no witnesses, there was no fingerprints, there was no blood found in his place. It was all highly, highly circumstantial. And I think lots of lessons have now been learned.
And they used an undercover policewoman to try and entice Stagg into making a confession, which he didn't do.
Yes, this was again on the advice of the psychological profiler, and the officer concerned was very brave because she thought at the time that she was putting herself at the mercy of a murderer. And so I think there's a lot of respect for the fact that she was prepared to do that. But it became clear from the dialogue recorded between them that even although she had said it would be exciting if he was the murderer of Rachel Nicole, even then he denied it. And he's denied it before that and ever since. And finally he has his formal vindication this week.
How did the police miss the clues that allowed Robert Knapper to evade justice for such a long time?
Well, it's easy with hindsight to suggest that they should have picked up on more things, but there are certainly some that even allowing for that 2020 hindsight vision, that do seem amazing. On one occasion, he admitted to his mother that he'd carried out a rape. His mother called the police. They hadn't had the report of a rape in that area, so they didn't go round to see him. Had they gone round to see him, taken a DNA sample, when other rapes and another murder in which he was involved in came to light, and DNA from the Nicole case came to light, that they would have had their man. But they would have actually had him before the Nicole murder ever took place. So that was one aspect. And the other aspect is that the same time, he was up more or less simultaneously with Stagg on a separate murder. And the police did not join the dots up on that occasion and think, hang on a minute, these are two very similar styles of murder in the same sort of area. Maybe we should swallow our pride and look at Knapper as the possible killer of Rachel Nicole. And I think that was another grave error. And to be fair to the Metropolitan Police, they have now acknowledged those errors and finally have apologised. And Colin Stagg, again, I think quite admirably, has said that he doesn't blame the detectives. They weren't corrupt. They thought they were going after the right person. But he is angry that he didn't get an apology from the top of Scotland Yard, that he didn't get an apology from the prosecution services, and that he didn't get an apology from the psychological profiler who had kind of put him there in the first place.